Turn small actions into big results is a big part of what I coach, teach, and mentor in understanding the small things. It's very Napoleon Hill-esque and Tao-esque. One of the first lessons or verses of the Tao talks about the journey of 1,000 steps starts with one step, a small step. We often underestimate, I would say, how much the small things that we do shape our future. Big results are rarely created by one massive moment. They're built through consistent decisions and behaviors repeated over time. A single workout doesn't transform our health. One follow-up doesn't build a business, and one conversation certainly doesn't create a relationship. But it's the repetitive, consistent, persistent pursuit in these small actions compounding into extraordinary outcomes. I want to talk to you today about this, Blaine, that success is not built in one moment. It's built in the moments we repeat daily. How do you think we do create momentum to maintain this process of creation with small wins? What do small wins build for us that creates these big outcomes?
Yeah, this was actually a question that we had in the Q&A, or a version of the question that we had in the Q&A. The key here is that it is small. It truly, that is the key. It is a small step that is bite-sized, that is doable. And over time, if I consistently work with it, it does create momentum. And the metaphor that comes to mind is, it's impossible to turn a parked car. I mean, not impossible, but it's difficult. If you can get that car moving a little bit, it becomes much easier to get it to change direction, particularly, I mean, if you're pushing it. So it's those small steps that create motion. And then the creation of motion, you now have momentum. And then you just keep it, keep it going. So that's the value, I think, of small steps, is it's bite-sized, it's doable. Everybody can take a small step. You want to link it to something that matters, for the sake of what that is significant to you in your life.
And I think it creates less resistance, to get started. A small step, doesn't seem so overwhelming and allows us just to get started. I have a saying, which AI is applicable to, but 0 to 1 is harder than 1 to 100. And it's the definition of momentum. And it also is applicable to, these non-negotiable behaviors where I put a minimum of 2 minutes a day with each of my kids, for example, every single day, regardless of the circumstances of the day. And if anybody would like the non-negotiable side of small actions and how we assign time to small actions in order to create momentum of what's most important to us, regardless of the circumstances of the day, go ahead, email the beloved servant, David Means Beloved, at D is first initial, Meltzer servant, David@dmeltzer.com. Get your exercise, your guide, and your books about those small actions and assigning time to small actions, which become non-negotiable behavior. The idea, though, of small actions is great, but they don't mean anything unless it's consistent. And one of the blessings of being a little bit OCD, if not a lot OCD, is that when we apply OCD to good behaviors, it can be a superpower in life. I always say, take a weakness, move it to a different place, and it becomes a superpower. Consistency is what compounds result. An inconsistent effort creates inconsistent outcomes. And small actions only create big results when repeated consistently over time. I love to say that human beings don't like two things. They do not like the truth, and they do not like repetition. They don't like consistency. Over the years, you have inspired, empowered, and promoted people to be consistent in the persistent behaviors. Are there any mechanisms, methodologies, systems, processes, tips that you can give someone to remember, remind, and recollect to be consistent? Because, look, my favorite video of all time, Blaine, you're going to love this, about consistency, was there was a guy who dedicated, literally, he was doing a video where he filmed every day for, it was like 10 seconds a day, to create a 5-year video. And it was this montage. And it was my favorite day was day 37 because he put up a sign that said, oh shit, I forgot. Could you imagine, like, your primary project is to do this video every day, but he literally just forgot. I forget to say thank you sometimes. And that's my main mission, is to teach people gratitude. What is it about human nature? How can we help people just remember to be consistent?
That's a great, I know what video you're talking about.
It's so cool.
It is. It's very cool. But I think that, part of the answer to that has to do with a focus on, steady execution over perfection. It's kind of like, oh shit, I forgot. Okay, get back on the horse tomorrow.
Yeah.
Get back on the horse tomorrow. And it's, because when I take on a new practice, it's uncomfortable. It is awkward. So the organism, literally the biological organism, the mindset structure, the paradigm is going to push back, and it has influence. And so it will conspire to have me forget sometimes, but I want to notice it. And as soon as I notice it, I kind of, okay, got it. So part of the real trap is a binary, right, wrong, good, bad. I did it. I didn't. Take the binary piece of that out of the process and just get back on the horse.
Yeah, forgiveness sounds to be a big part. So it seems as if there's certain conditions in human nature that's unavoidable. And when we try to avoid the unavoidable, we create frustrated situations or interference between us and our potential. I think the bigger takeaway for me and consistency is how important forgiveness is. And if anybody would like that forgiveness lesson in number two, to be consistent in compounding our bigger outcomes with small actions, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. I love the humility and the fact that, you know what, Dave, there is no cheat. There is no shortcut. You're just going to forget shit because you're human. So, utilize forgiveness and super prioritize the things you forgot yesterday today, so you don't double down and create a new habit or big outcomes that you don't want. The next thing that I want to discuss with you is discipline. I believe that discipline does nothing if it's not in the divine direction. So I use the word devotion, which is a much more powerful form of discipline. But without discipline or devotion, there is no scalable business. There is no scalable outcomes in this momentum that's created. And without devotion, we have to rely on a short-term boost of energy called motivation. Motivation gets us up, gets us back up, gets us started, get us back started, but it's inspiration, inspired discipline in divine direction of devotion that allows these small actions to become the systems that scale these unbelievable big results. In this idea of the difference between motivation and being disciplined or inspiration and being devotional, how is that relative to the scalability part of these small actions turning to big results?
Great question. And I love this particular lesson. Motivation almost always is externally oriented. There's something out there that I feel compelled to move towards. I mean, again, the language, it's out there. I move towards it. It's not, I experience it as not being part of me. So that disassociation lends itself to breaking discipline. Inspiration, it lives in me. I'm inspired. And this is why I work with, and you and I both work with, this notion of for the sake of what? What matters? That's an internal dynamic. And so I become devoted to expressing that in my life, to having that manifested in my life. And that that actually gives me some wiggle room, in the sense of, as long as it's in here, if I stub my toe out there, I know that it's in here, and all I've got to do is get back on the horse again and keep the movement going. So discipline creates scalability if it's connected to for the sake of what, in a way that actually truly matters inspirationally for myself, for my team, for my business.
I love it. If you need that for the sake of what exercise or guide, email me, david@dmeltzer.com. It's a form of reconciliation between detachment and discipline in a divine direction, which we define as devotion no excuse for the alliteration. The next lesson that I wanted to get to is focus itself. Understanding what we pay attention to, as Napoleon Hill says, and give intention to by what we do, say, think, feel, and believe. When we put attention and intention on the next do it now or do it next action, we provide a statistical success. We provide an efficiency that's bar none. I call it the empty mile because very few people can do it compared to the extra mile, where people go the extra mile every once in a while, and then they use that to justify why they never get to where they want to be. Overthinking a lot of times is an interference, analysis and paralysis. But a lot of times they don't understand there's a difference between this paralysis and paying attention and giving intention to our next step along a journey of circumstance and uncertainty. How do you distinguish between focusing in on what your target is and the difference between giving intention to what your target is?
I lived and worked in Japan for a bunch of years, over a decade. And there's a Japanese martial art called Kudo, and basically it's archery. And when you're looking at a Kudo master, they have the target in mind. They see the target. They know where the target is. So their attention is oriented around that, but their intention, if I can use it in this way, their intention is in the drawing of the bow. Their intention is in the moment. The arrow is going to take time to get to the target, but now is the only place that I can actually affect anything that is going to generate that potential outcome. So the drawing of the bow, the knocking of the arrow, all of that stuff. Do I feel the tension in the bow and the string? I mean, does it feel appropriate? All of those things. So the attention is on the target, but the intention is making sure that these exquisitely fine-tuned pieces are paid attention to. And it's in the moment that that happens.
I love it. And if you would like that intention exercise of the mathematical equation of luck, what we pay attention to and give intention to equals the coincidences, the bullseyes of our lives, the coinciding of the universe with our focus and intention in order to facilitate long-term exponential big results with small actions. Now, the next thing is I have created a AAA strategy, and I want to offer it to everyone that I think is so important when we're talking about small actions and big results. Whatever it is you utilize, I believe the majority of our time is in drawing the bow back in the alignment with our divine direction and the meaning of the past. Then we take these small actions, but one of the other small actions that we have to take is preparing for adjustment. And when we make these small adjustments, that's what creates massive change, because it can reduce or lessen the resistance that is there by learning the lessons, finding the solution within the problem, which is called a resolution. How important is this AAA strategy, which, by the way, I'll send to everyone, david@dmeltzer.com, alignment, action, and adjustment. How important are these small improvements, these adjustments? Do they actually create the massive change?
Yes, they do. Absolutely. And, again, I just mentioned Japan. There's a Japanese philosophy called Kaizen, continuous improvement. And continuous improvement basically is the AAA. You do something, you adjust. And, it's always an exploration. What can we do better here? What can we refine? How can we improve? I mean, it's that continual piece. And it, discipline, continuity, repetition, we begin to practice this over time. So all of that starts to come into play. One and done is not the way that we work this.
I love it. One and done won't get it done, but AAA strategy will. Email me for the AAA strategy. It also isn't connected to goodness. David, beloved, at D, first initial, MeltzerServant.com. David@dmeltzer.com. The last lesson of today, as we are moving and grooving at a lightning speed with small questions and small lessons, understanding the alignment of the past. So when we're looking at this big vision, these big outcomes, and we talked about aligning the divine direction, we also have to align the meaning of our past. This is what limits our self-image and our imagination. Notating we'll never overachieve our own self-image. How do we eliminate that which is a meaning, a trauma, a mistake of the past from interfering with our potential?
Awareness, I think, is a foundational piece on that. So, you know, I'll just kind of put a pin in that. You know, the idea in this lesson is organize, you know, literally the title of this lesson is Aligning Small Actions with Big Vision. It's not important necessarily what the vision is. What's important about vision is what it makes possible. And what it makes possible is the aligning of small actions towards a desired outcome. So that's what we want to be paying some attention to here is, yeah, what do I, in part of that alignment process is prioritization. What am I saying no to? Because I will get distracted. You know, squirrel, you know, fear of missing out on an opportunity, you know, all of that stuff. So I want to be able to align my actions. And that's what the big picture does. But that's also something that I, you know, start to take back into the small, you know, small little chunks. Yeah. What's the, yeah. What am I saying no here that will, you know, keep me on path? It's more important what I say no to than what I say yes to.
Always. You're made by the people, the things, the situations, events, and circumstances that you say no to. Talking about possibilities, if you want to move your possibilities into reality, BlaineBartlett.com, that's where we all go. My teacher, my coach, my mentor, he has created the nothingness into a possibility, the possibility into a probability, my probability into a perspective, and my perspective into a reality. He's taken a step farther by allowing me to apply RY. If you want to learn how to change the meaning of your past, notating, I have a change the meaning of your past exercise. David@dmeltzer.com. The life, business, and relationships we want are not created overnight. They're built daily through the small actions we consistently choose. We forgive ourselves when we can't remember to do them, and we try not to stack the losses and build the gains and the gifts and the wins that we create every single day. The most successful people like Blaine Bartlett are rarely separated by one giant advantage. They separate themselves through discipline, devotion, repeated execution over time. Big results are simply small actions repeated with intention, devotion, and consistency. This has been your Turn Your Small Actions into Big Results. If you like a replay of the Q&A session with Blaine, with my training, and the exercises and guides and books from today, David@dmeltzer.com. David@dmeltzer.com. Blaine, thanks so much for joining us. If you want to be mentored, coached, or taught by the greatest, that's Blaine Bartlett. He's my guy, BlaineBartlett.com. If you want to stay informed and invited, we have a text community to stay informed and invited. The error code's 949-298. Next three numbers. And the last four numbers, 2905. Error code 949 is pinned right there. 949-298-2905. I got to jump to a VIP dinner. Remember, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds.